today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Sunday, is the 4th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There is no doubt that prostration with the purpose of worshipping is deserved by no one but Allah alone. Therefore, it is beyond doubt that the infallible beings like the angels prostrated themselves for Allah. But it was for the creation of such a splendid being, Adam, that they obeyed him by prostrating. Or if they prostrated for Adam, their prostration was a kind of obeisance, not an act of worshipping. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, said, The angel's prostration was for the adoration of worshipping Allah on one side, and for the obeisance and respect of Adam on the other side, because we, Ahlul Bayt, were in his seed.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in, let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in, let's go do the Arba'in of Imam Hussein, let's perform the Arba'in.
Arba'in walk, a symbol of peace and humanity. Arba'in is an Arabic word and it means the 40th. In Shia culture, this word refers to the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in Karbala on the 10th day of Muharram, the first month in the Hijri lunar calendar, which is known as the Day of Ashura. And according to historical accounts, on the 40th day after his martyrdom, the survivors of Ashura event, namely the children, wives, and other relatives of the martyrs of Ashura, returned to Karbala and made pilgrimage to the tombs of Imam al-Husayn and other martyrs of Karbala. The pilgrimage of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam continued on Arba'een day in the following years. Shia Imams encouraged their followers to this pilgrimage. Their words persuaded Shia Muslims to go to Karbala on Arba'een day to make a pilgrimage to the shrine of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. The tradition of Arba'een pilgrimage has continued to this day.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'een March and Arba'een Walk in Iraq. In this regard, it must be asserted that the phenomenon of Arba'een has got various aspects. So one of them is the political aspect. On Arba'een, not only Shias, but also many Sunni brethren and many non-Muslim brethren, non-Muslim people, go to Karbala on foot. And nowhere else in the world can you find such a kind of religious integrity based on Shi'i beliefs to be in practice. And in this connection, we find that none of the Salafi groups or none of those, non-Muslim and chiefly secular groups and trends would have been able to come up with such kind of influence worldwide. Yet you find that such a kind of demonstration, such a kind of peaceful demonstration with much sacrifice that local people of Iraq show, all of them indicated that another group or another culture is going to be shaped in the whole world based on the notions and indications of remembrance of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the Day of Arba'een. At the same time, it shows that the memory of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam cannot be said to belong to the remote past in the early, Islamic community or in the early Islamic era. Rather, we find that the more we go ahead and the more time is spent, the memory of Ashura and the memory of Arba'een gets reinforced, not by governments, but by masses, by common people.
You are with IRIB English Radio in this program, today's special. We're speaking about Arba'een Walk and its purpose. The Arba'een Walk creates a competitive advantage. The existence of a large number of religious and motivated people in defending religion and its values and symbols is a unique source of power that cannot be imitated in any other way, and its results can be used for the progress of interests and policies of the Islamic world. The Arba'een Walk is a sign of unrivaled advantage and an expression of unlimited potential power among the Shia, which has created the ability to defend and counter any danger. In this part, we have a short look at political message of Arba'een Waqf. First, unity of Islamic Ummah, an Islamic community. The most important message of the largest religious rally in the world is the unity of the Islamic Ummah in the light of love and devotion to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Because all Islamic denominations have the love of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and therefore a great capacity like the pilgrimage of Arba'een could be at the core of the unity of the Islamic Ummah. Second, fighting arrogance and love of freedom. Studying the slogans of Arba'een Waqf shows freedom, dignity, their spirit in fighting arrogance and their hatred of oppression. In fact, similar to the uprising and the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, which was for freedom and the rejection of tyranny, this work is also to protect this uprising and movement.
We witness the largest gathering of human beings on the face of the planet in the land of Karbala. Millions of people from all walks and backgrounds, even from multiple sects and religions, have gathered in one land for one cause, and that is to honor the legacy of Al-Imam Abi Abdullah Al-Hussein Salawatullahi Alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. However, we see that the media globally has not done justice to this event, because they know very well that if they put the spotlight on this ziyarah, on the Arba'een Waqf, this will transform millions of people around the world and attract them to the light of our beloved Imam. Despite the challenges, despite the lack of proper infrastructure, despite the security situation, we still find millions and millions of people taking this risk and going to the land of Karbala to honor the legacy of their Imam. This is the ziyarah of Arba'een. Safwan al-Jammal, one of the companions of the sixth Imam. You'll find that many of Imam Hussein's ziyarahs are narrated by who? Safwan. You know why? Safwan, what was his profession? What job did he have? He was Jamal. Jamal in Arabic comes from the word Jamal. And Jamal means what? Camel. Jamal basically owned camels and he would rent them. He was like a taxi person. He'd rent you his camels if you wanted to travel from Medina to go to Iraq. So Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in a number of trips, he would go with Safwan. And he would rent the camels from him. So Safwan had the honor of accompanying Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam in many of the trips to ziyarah. That's why you find many of the ziyarahs of Imam Hussein are narrated by Safwan. Because he would go with the Imam to Karbala, to Najaf, to Kufa, to visit these holy places. Safwan narrates this hadith. He says, Mawlai, my master, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, told me on the 40th, you visit Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when the sun rises high in the sky close to Dhuhr. So we have this hadith from Safwan.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.